We have should always been up at Chirunum, not yet that serious, but the levels are actually been dropping rapidly because of the long dry season here in Port Moresby and the rest of Papua New Guinea as well.
So is it a case that the message to the people could have been dealt with more effectively on your part, or is it a case that you put the message out there and people chose to ignore it?
I think it's the people. They take it for granted that water keeps on coming or flowing, and that there's a reserve up at Sunumu that can still sustain or withstand the drought. But our message to the residents of Port Moresby is very, very clear, that our dam, the only source of water supply, is actually depleting. And we're telling the residents to be very, very cautious of how they use the water.
And presumably the situation is not going to get any better, certainly in the immediate future. I mean, the forecast is that El Nino is going to be around for several months, and the drought, therefore, you would imagine, would get worse. Is there anything that you can do to mitigate the situation? Any emergency supplies you can call upon?
Not really. We get our contingency plans in place. The source of the supply up at Chirunumu, and also the undammed sources that comes down. We have a standby plant at Pomana that can also complement the supply into the city. But the city's water is now very precious, and we are appealing to our residents in Port Moresby, the business houses, and those who live in the big settlements and suburbs within Port Moresby. We have a situational problem whereby people who live in the settlements are sort of very, very, very negligent in the use of water. They normally leave their traps from running 24 hours, 7 days, and all these kind of issues. But when we come to critical stages, everyone will take immediate actions to control that.
And what about the question of power generation? Water, as I mentioned, obviously fundamental to the hydroelectric system. And I believe that there have already been some power cuts in recent weeks. Is it inevitable that there will be more in future weeks, or managed power cuts even? Will the power have to be turned off from time to time?
Yes, that's for our local supplier, PNG Power, to have more say on that. But apparently, we have an agreement in place whereby when the dam, the Chirunumu Dam, reach critical stages, there won't be any more power generation through the turbine. All the water up in the dam will be used for water supply only.